Howdy, folks. You know, there's one satisfaction about living in a small town. When you see a pretty young girl dining with a man old enough to be her father, well, he is. I'm Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
You know, I got a notion to write a song for just entertainment and call it, I put some chicken in the ice box, but somebody came and ate it, blues. Happens every night at our house. About 10 o'clock, your appetite, you know, tells you it's time for that, half a chicken that's in the refrigerator. So you go to get it, and it's gone. And you holler out, hey, where's the chicken? And a voice, mumbles something about chicken. Oh, that chicken. I ate that chicken. Well, you don't say anything, cause, well, marriage is a 50-50 proposition, and she probably figured that, that half chicken was her 50%. So you hunt around for that, piece of cheddar cheese you had, and turns out she threw it away cause she doesn't like cheddar cheese. Well, you don't say anything, cause at this point you can't think of anything nasty enough to say. So, you scrummage around in the refrigerator and you come up with 3 olives that appear to be fugitives from a 4th of July picnic and a venerable dill pickle that has seen better days. You know, I've decided that the next time anybody asks me to buy a refrigerator, I'm going to say, what for, to drool in? It's funny how empty an icebox can get with all the shopping that goes on. But, you know, I was reading in a magazine the other day that you ladies, you don't make up long shopping lists anymore. Now, they say you just jot down a few essentials and then amble down the aisle with a shopping cart, picking out what looks good, you know. Well, pick out plenty of packages of double mint chewing gum, will you? Like the radio announcers say, look for the familiar green package with the double spear. Well, heck, you know what a package of double mint looks like. I don't have to tell you. But buy a whole bunch so you'll have plenty to go around, will you? Well, here are Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet with a tasty item called Louisiana Hayride.
Get going, Louisiana Hayride. Get going, we all is ready. Start something, Louisiana Hayride. No use for calling the roll. Oh, I like that sport.
Sitting in the hay, loving it away. Oh, oh.
For the time is short.
Crack your little whip.
Get your little ship to go. Start something, Louisiana Hayride. No fooling, we all is happy. Get going, Louisiana Hayride. No use for calling the roll.
Maybelle Emmeline.
I is here.
Susan Candyball.
I is here.
Jasmine Washington.
I is here.
Liza McKinley.
I is here.
Clementina. Carolina Dinah. Is you here? Is you here? Miss Miranda. Laura and Linda. Is you here? Is you here?
Joey Abraham.
I is here.
Cyrus Ephraim.
I is here.
We is here. We is here. You can see we are here. Start something, Louisiana Hayride. No fooling, we all is happy. Get going, Louisiana Hayride. No use for calling the roll.
Well, that was Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet. I don't have to tell you the name of the song was Louisiana Hayride. And I don't have to tell you that all our music is live. We don't do any request numbers either here. we've got a bunch of artists who want to sing what they want to sing. If you have any requests, I'd suggest you go to your nearby dealers and request some double mint gum. He'll be glad to sell it to you, and it'll do you good, too. Double mint is, it's such a healthful treat. It's light and pure and wholesome, you know. So put in a request for some soon, will you? Get several packages at a time while you're at it. Just lay down a nickel per pack, and it's yours. You've heard fellas say in movies they'd lay down their lives for such and such a girl and all this. There was a fellow named Robert Burns. He was the poet, not the cigar, now I'm talking about. But he said the same thing years ago. He said, I'd lay me doon and dee. He meant die there, but he didn't have any eye on his typewriter, I guess. Matter of fact, he didn't even have a typewriter, I don't think. But the girl he was willing to dee for, and the girl the Halloran Quartet are going to sing about, was Annie Laurie.
Maxwell's braids are bonny, where early falls the dew, and 'twas there that Annie Laurie gave me her promise true, gave me her promise true, which ne'er forgot will be. And for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I'd lay me doon and dee. And for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I'd lay me doon and dee.
Well, Annie doesn't live here anymore, but that song about her does. That's how it is, I guess. You know, one thing moves along to make room for another, and all that remains is a memory. Yeah. Delicious double mint gum gives you a lot of good things to remember, too, and a lot of pleasant helps to enjoy while you chew it, believe me. Now, for instance, that cool, clean double mint flavor keeps your mouth fresh and fragrant there. So don't forget to get a package today. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. And now for some mental refreshment, Buttram bonus time. How to cheer at a football game. That's our Buttram bonus for today, all about the new styles in rooting. Yes, sir, our fathers, they were rah, rah, rah boys. Rah, rah team, you know. Rah, rah McGillicuddy. Today there's a new sound from the rooting section. They go, wow-wee. That's what I call lazy rooting. Anybody can wow-wee, but it takes education to rah, 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 you know. There's another magnificent yell that I'm plugging this season. It's zis boom ba. There's a yell with hair in its chest, you know. Take that first word, zis. It's spelled Z-I-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. Zis. That brings every tooth in your mouth into play, the uppers and lowers both. When you ziss, you sharpen your teeth. And it saves your voice, too. You can ziss all day if you want to. But if you rah, rah, well, in no time at all, it just sounds like the rah, rah's got stuck in a meat grinder. You're so hoarse there. Of course, the finest rooting of all is the intellectual root. The root that really says something like, carry on, Pilsudski, on your feet, old fella, and have at 'em anew. Something like that. Or when a player is being carried off of the field with a fractured jaw, they yell, chin up, Furbusher, chin up, or something. I don't say you should never yell wowee, but just remember, do not wowee with a mouth full of hot dog, because there's nothing more exasperating to the rooter in front of you than to receive a sprinkle of wowee'd hot dog all over the back of his raccoon coat there. And that's our Buttram bonus for today. Let's see how well you learned your lesson, boys.
Rah, 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 double in!
Yes, sir, football. Football in September. September in the rain. And Paula Richards in September in the rain.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down.
Remember in September in the rain.
The sun went out just like a dying ember.
That September in the rain.
To every word of love I heard. Raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here to me, it's still
September, that September in the rain.
Yourself a favor, will you? Chew delicious double mint gum often every day for long-lasting enjoyment. Chew it after every meal to help keep your teeth clean, too. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and remember, when crossing streets, don't be half-safe. Look both ways. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow now.